So welcome to the Shrink and Wrap Show. My name is Tracy, and I'm here today with Trish. And Trish.
Hello.
Hey, Tracy.
Was it a long ride over today?
It was a great ride over.
It was a great ride. This is going to be a very interesting show. This is going to be in the raw today. So we welcome you and welcome again to the Shrink and Wrap Show. Thank you, Matt. Thank you, Renee. Thank you, Trish. Thank you, Lola. And thank you to all of you listeners out here for giving us a chance for being live here on the radio. And when I say live, I mean live. So our purpose of our show today is to, first of all, just to thank you to all of you again, in that we are a work in progress, and our purpose is to offer opinions or suggestions in everyday living. Remember, there are opinions and suggestions, and especially today's show, right?
We are not the licensed therapist.
We're not today, so we're wrap one, wrap two, but we want to be your friend because no one should be alone, because everybody matters. So if you would like to join in on our conversation, please call us here at Tan Talk Radio. And Matt, please make sure that I have the phone number right.
You do. 727-441-3000, or you can also call us on our toll-free number, which is 866-826-1340.
Thank you, Matt. And again, it's 727-441-3000. I had the wrong phone number not too long ago, and I was wondering why no one was calling. That's kind of bad, right, when I do that? And then I looked where I announced it, and I had the wrong time, but that could be my ADD or my, I don't know, or maybe I really wasn't ready for people to listen at that time because I was scared.
That's okay. I wonder who they called and what they said.
Right. Well, I will say this much. For those of you listening on the radio, it's 727-441-3000. If you're not listening on the radio and you're watching us on the Tan Talk Radio Network's YouTube stream, you can see the phone number on the wall right behind the ladies.
And I don't know.
It's on there in the corner. You can see it.
You can see it right there if you're watching. And hello if you're watching.
Hi. I might be blocking it.
That's okay.
So Matt, you know that I'm not that experienced in this.
I know.
You know that.
Yes,
and
I do.
Trish is learning now about the reality of the whole thing. So before we get started, I like to shake off and loosen up those nerves. So I have a song, and this is dedicated to my friend Kirsten. It was her birthday not too long ago, and it's by The Cure, and it just loosens up those nerves, and it's just like heaven. Loosen up the nerves, right?
It does.
Do you remember The Cure?
I do.
Okay. Do you remember any of the songs that they sang?
No.
You gotta put her on the spot like that.
Not off the top of my head, yeah.
Yeah, well, it breaks up my nerves when I do that. There's terms we're going to learn about that. It puts it on her.
Help me out, Matt.
That's also partially what I do to loosen up the nerves. I've done this with other shows on our network. Now, thankfully, at least on the radio, you can hear me, but thankfully, the video, you can't see me because I'm on the other side of the camera.
That's right.
But during certain songs, and again, I've done this with other shows on our network, while the song is playing, if I like the song enough, I'll start either air drumming or playing air guitar on the other side of the board, which helps provide the entertainment for the people looking at me.
Yes.
In the studio.
And you are
me.
Entertaining.
You are entertaining.
Thank you very much.
You're very good at those air drums.
I try.
Well, just like Kevin, it's from The Cure. And the guy that wrote its lead singer, his name is Robert Smith. And he told his bandmates he would never be able to write another song like that. He actually wrote that song about his wife. So, you know, when you hear songs that have really good meaning, again, it came from depth. And that's what this show's about. We want to be your friend, and we want to lift your spirits through songs, using, you know, use songs as therapy. And sometimes we have a licensed therapist in here. Unfortunately, they are both out helping other people today. So we're going to give some suggestions and give you, we're going to have a vocabulary day today is what we're going to do.
We're going to have lunch talk.
We're going to have lunch talk. That's right. And these ladies are, they're very well known in the community. They're super busy, and I thank them. And we were talking to them on the way over today. So we're going to do our best to help you as they help us. So before I get started, though, Matt, guess who has a birthday?
I don't know who.
This one over here.
All right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Happy birthday a day early.
I'm enjoying my last day of a certain era. Let's just say that.
All right, would it be your 20s?
It would be. Yeah, all right. You got it.
But what's your emotional age?
No, I'm like 35 and holding.
Yeah.
Okay. Sometimes my emotional age is more like 21-ish. You know, fun.
You're 20, carefree. You're 21 with 14 years experience. Let's
there
go with
go.
That.
I think 32. I think 32 emotionally is good. That's okay. A good age. So before we get started, this is very important because I want you to listen to all the lyrics of the songs that we play. But I do want to share, and I'm going to share every show with you. There's an app called Shazam app. It's a Shazam app. I mentioned it last time. You're going to do it, but you don't feel like you have storage on it. But Shazam is an app that helps you identify songs in seconds. So if you just heard The Cure, all you do is you take your phone, you put it in the air, and you push the button, and it'll tell you who sings that song. And then you can download it on your playlist. And for me, as we know, I love songs as therapy. And it's a very safe app, and you'll love it, and it's free. So check it out. It's Shazam, Shazam. You got it.
Just like the movie.
Oh, really? Oh, Shazam.
Yeah.
Oh, you're older than I thought you were.
It was a movie starring Shaq.
I remember Shazam.
That's the Shazam I remember. It was with Shaq starring in Shazam.
Okay.
I don't know, it was Kazam. One of the two.
I think I remember it from Batman.
Yep.
Didn't Robin say Shazam?
Yes.
Yeah, but there was a Shazam.
We're talking with Burt Ward and Adam West. That Batman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I know Shazam from another lifetime ago, so.
All right.
But anyway, so I'm looking forward. My sister's coming in town this weekend. I can't wait.
That's great.
Yes. And by the way, before we get started in today's topics, I just want to share, Matt, Trish and I have been trying to get some celebrity artists on this show.
Okay.
So we've gone to all these concerts. There's been amazing concerts. There was Matchbox 20. Right,
ooh,
which was amazing.
Yes.
We saw the Goo Goo Dolls.
Yep.
And we were getting a little bit in trouble because we were trying to get an interview here. I think they think we're groupies, but we're really doing business.
Right. Well, we saw Rick Springfield.
I heard that was a good show.
Well,
that was good.
You're talking when he played at the Sound.
Yes.
Oh, I heard that was a good show.
Well,
he took his shirt off.
Yeah. He's 70. He looks amazing.
Yeah. That would explain why it's getting all hot and steamy here in the studio. Thank you very much.
Notice she said that.
Yeah.
But Tommy Tutone was there, and you remember the song 8675309? That was a great song, but I never knew who sang it. So we have pictures with him, but I asked Tommy to come on our show, and he's like, well, who are you? So we tried. We're 0-5 right now.
But we're going to keep trying. We don't give up.
But one more show. We saw Nickelback, too.
We saw Nickelback.
And we tried to make our way to get an interview on our show.
Who, by the way, in my opinion, get unfair love for the music industry. Nickelback gets poo-pooed on, and that's putting it nicely, all the time. And I don't get why.
Well,
I don't get why people poo-poo on Nickelback.
Well, I don't know about that part. I know that they're very talented.
Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not going to put them in the suit. This is no knock on Nickelback by any means. I'm not going to put them in the same realm as, say, the Beatles or Elvis.
Yeah.
But they're a very good band.
Oh, well, they were sold out.
Right.
I mean, the concert was packed.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Beatles and Elvis are a whole nother level.
Oh,
those
I know
are
that.
Icon. Yeah,
yeah.
Whole nother level. And there are plenty of icons, but that's, I know. Not in the same category, but amazing.
Right.
So anyway, so today what we're going to do, before we get started, speaking of some icons,
okay,
can we start with, because I'm it's called faking it till you make it. That's what we learned in acting. Remember, that's, I don't know how to act, but I know how to fake it when I need to make it.
Yep.
So let's start off with a Carly Simon song.
Okay.
And You're So Vain.
And I've actually got a good story in regards to Miss Carly Simon, but we'll get to that after the song, okay?
Let's play it.
All right, so
let's play it.
You walk
naive, but we're going to talk about this song. But Matt, I want to hear your story first.
First of all, two things about that song. First of all, she's never going to reveal who the song is actually about. Whether it's James Taylor or Mick Jagger, there's been rumors flying around for a long time who that song's about, but she's not going to reveal it yet until...
And she shouldn't.
Right, until either one of them goes or she's on her deathbed, then she'll reveal it. But my actual story was, when I was about 5, my parents and I had gone into New York City to see the Natural History Museum. And when we were done, we're walking through Central Park, and my dad spots a woman who he swore up and down was Carly Simon. We're like, no way. We use different language, of course, but we're like, no way. He goes, you want to bet? My mom goes, yeah. My dad takes off, goes after her. He tracked her down for about half a mile, caught up with her. Turns out it actually was her.
Wow.
It actually was Carly Simon.
Wow.
He comes back, looks at us, and goes, nah, nah, I was right. It turned out it actually was Carly Simon. She was there doing it. She was just wandering around New York City.
Well, they're people, too.
Oh,
you
know,
and they're approachable. And sometimes people don't go up to them, and they don't feel normal. So I think it's nice to treat them like normal people. But I would have loved to have met Carly Simon.
Yes.
I would have ran after her, too. And she is an icon. And you're so vain. By the way, I have a secret. I happen to know something. I happen to know that song, Who It's About, Matt,
do tell.
Do you want me to tell you?
Oh, please do.
Okay. Do you know who it is?
I do not know who it is.
I gave you a hint on the way over. It is about Warren Beatty.
There's been rumor about that, too, that it's been about him. But the predominant theory is it's either James Taylor or Mick Jagger.
Okay, because she was one of three of her boyfriends.
So it's probably about all three.
Wow, what a life, huh?
A little verse about each one, maybe.
Right.
Because I have here, it says, in Carly Simon's You're So Vain, the singer addresses a self-absorbed ex-lover and calls out their vanity and self-obsession. That was her song, but you know we like the song. I wouldn't mind if someone sang a song like that to me.
Which of those three are the more conceited...
Well, he left her. Then she wrote this song. So it's very interesting. But this leads into today's topics. But before I get started, we did play a song last week by Adele, Someone Like You. And before we get started, I want you guys to understand that when we play songs, the meaning is different to everybody. And last week we proved it. Someone Like You, all three of us, you had it as a friend. Peggy has it. She thought it was a great song because you're kind of letting go.
Mm-hmm. It is a great song.
It's a beautiful song. It's the best song.
Yeah.
But when you're in a bad place and someone has let you go and they've made the choice to move on with somebody, I don't think it's a right song for you at that time. And I think we all three agreed with that, right? Because you need to put yourself first and not in the shadow of others. So that's the only reason, but it is an absolute beautiful song. So before we get started, Trish, do you have anything at this point that you want to say where we're at? Because I'm moving. Do you have any comments of anything I've said, or are you good?
I think I'm good. I think we're ready to move on.
Okay, so in Carly Simon, that is going to lead us into some serious vocabulary words. We're going to have a vocabulary lesson today. So go get your pen and paper, but if you're driving, don't do it. If you're driving, pull over, because we're going to talk about today's modern day terms. And,
Hold on. Just for those of you listening that are driving right now, if you don't have time to be able to pull over to stop to write any of this down, don't worry. We got you covered. Go to internetradiopros.com and click on the Shrink and Wrap Show. We have every show archived. So if you missed this to where you can't write it down, just go online to either interactiveradiopros.com or to tantalknetwork.com. Click on the Shrink and Wrap Show. You'll find today's show there, and you can write all of it down then.
Thank you, Matt. And that's why you're a production wizard, because I don't know anything. You know, we have 13, zero experience, so we're learning. I don't even know where to go. I don't even know what to tell them.
I've been doing this for 15 years. I still don't know what I'm doing.
All right. Well, we got to take it to the next level.
All righty.
He's our family. Matt is awesome.
He is. And we have a little experience now. Don't shortchange us.
Well, we have 13 shows, but we're by ourselves today. And it was, my blood pressure is up. We both had headaches from blood pressure, but we're good.
Courageous.
We're doing it with ADD, short-term memory, no experience, but we're here. We made it.
So, and no degree. No degree as a mental health counselor or a psychologist.
That's right. Today's definitely a friendship type of, it's an opinion. And I hear these terms all along, and we did get some advice from both our shrink number one, number two. But take these vocabulary words down, because they're used a lot, and I want you to do your homework on them. So because I think the premise of our show is to make you to find happiness in your life. Finding happiness in your life is not putting blame on others or making other people define your happiness, to define your happiness. So some of these terms might help you make your life better when you recognize them. So the Carly Simon song, You're So Vain, leads me into some vocabulary words that I hear all the time. So the first one is gaslighting. Have you ever heard of the term gaslighting?
Have I?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Definitely.
Okay. And I, for me, the last 2 years, I've learned it. So we're going to have, Carolina's going to come on next show, but we're going to give everybody the information that we have as friends, and then we'll have a professional opinion. And Peggy has also sent me some literature that I'll try to get through to our listeners now.
Yeah, because these can go pretty deep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of... depth.
There's a lot of depth, and we're not counselors, but we want to call your attention to everyday terms. So to make your life better for yourself, and if you could be one of these terms, or you might live with someone that is diagnosed with this or has this going on, and then it's up to you to do your homework. All right, so first vocabulary word is gaslighting. So do you have any idea what that is?
I know it's a form of manipulation, but...
Yeah. Okay, well, here I have it right here. It says, gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation, you're right, mm-hmm. in which the abuser attempts to sow self-doubt and confusion in their victim's minds. Typically, gaslighters are seeking to gain power and control over the other person by distorting reality and forcing them to question their own judgment and intuition. So what do you think about that definition? Have you ever had that happen to you, where someone gaslights you?
I have not. Well, I think we've all had it done probably in a form. There's probably a spectrum to that, mm-hmm. right? But I did have a friend who visited me several years ago, and I remember her telling me that she had these traits or things going on, and I'm like, no, I've known you my whole life. That's not you. Mm-hmm. And her husband had convinced her of all these personality traits that she supposedly had, but she didn't really have.
She started to believe him.
She totally believed mm-hmm. him. She was getting help for it, and it was not her personality. He totally gaslighted her.
Right. And to me, it kind of sounds like the definition of a reverse psychology. What do you think, Matt? Have you ever heard of gaslighting?
I have. I think it's a stupid concept, and that's putting it nice. That's the PG edited version of what I really think about it. I think it's dumb.
Yeah. Well, it's power. It's all about power and control.
And it's all about trying to prove, and forgive me for saying this, it's all about trying to prove that your Johnson's bigger than everybody else's. To a degree. To a degree.
That's an interesting perspective. I don't know anything about that, Matt. Honestly, I don't know anything about that. But okay. All right. Well, that's Matt's opinion.
Never thought about it that way.
Everybody matters. So what we're going to do is, so for me, it sounds like a little reverse psychology. But you could be the one that gaslights too.
That's true.
So let's not always accuse somebody else. So write that term down. Do a little homework, because it's all leading to other things. So it does say here that gaslighters can take over our lives, making us question everything. It kills us slowly. And sometimes what we need to do is to recover, is to actually cut these people out of your life. Is what you can do, and or I always suggest try to talk to them to make things better. So we'll get into all those details.
Do you want an example?
Someone
says, I only did it because I love you,
right?
You know, and that's maybe it's an abusive behavior or manipulative behavior that you call them out on. And,
it's a lame ass excuse if you ask me.
Yeah, or they say, well, this is for the best. Mm-hmm. For us or for you, mm-hmm. you know, they're trying to convince you that what they did was okay.
Right. Right. And I feel like, so Matt, do you think it's a real thing though?
I've seen it happen. It is.
Okay. So you're mm-hmm. saying it's not like a term, you know, we should take that term seriously.
Gaslighting, ghosting. It's basically the same concept.
I forgot about ghosting. We'll add that to our next show. That's going to be our dating segment.
But I see ghosting more than I do gaslighting, honestly.
Yeah. Ghosting. Yeah. Hey, do you know where the term came from?
Which one?
No.
Gaslighting or ghosting?
Gaslighting.
Where?
We'll do ghosting next week.
Okay. From an Alfred Hitchcock movie called Gaslight that came out in 1944, where a husband with a secret slowly drove his wife insane.
All right, then.
Oh, my gosh. And yeah. I know some songs just went through my head. Well, that's interesting. Alfred Hitchcock, well, he scares me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
anyway, but great stories back in the day. But and to respond to that, I can't believe how quick the time is. It's 3:27. Oh, my God, we were worried about material. But anyway, but in response to you, this is my ADD. I go all over the place. Okay, but to say, when you just gave me that information, so if someone's gaslighting you, you can say, what to say when mm-hmm. someone's gaslighting you. You can say, I know what I heard.
Okay.
I know what I heard. Here's another one. I accept you remember events differently. So we have to agree to disagree. Okay? Does it really matter that we remember things differently? And it sounds like you're trying to confuse me about what happened. Mm-hmm. So those are good ways. And those, how to respond to that, to where you're not doubting yourself, I think is really important. I think it's a good step to positive thinking and a confident life, right?
I think that's good. But well, then I wonder what their response would be.
Well, yeah. Hang on. We got somebody on the phone who I think might have an important say in this, and you both know her very, very well.
Peggy, are you here?
Hey, guys. Listen, I just got done with my court hearing.
Thank you, Peggy. We love you.
Just tuned in. I want to give you a quick example of gaslighting.
Okay. Perfect.
It's a form of manipulation, but here's the example. Okay? Mm-hmm. When, let's say, Tracy, you and I would go to the radio show every week, and we talked about, before we started to go to the show, stopping at McDonald's to get French fries.
We
talked about it. And we agreed.
Yeah.
And then you picked me up for the first show, and I said, hey, Trace, let's get there in time for French fries at McDonald's. And you say, what are you talking about? Remember we talked about that?
Yeah.
No. And then you start to self-doubt. Girls, that's the important concept, self-doubt. Because then you start to go, well, wait a minute. Did I really? Mom, maybe it's me. And then when you keep repeating, maybe it's me, that is going to impact your self-worth. So keep in mind, it's manipulation, but it leads to self-doubt. And that's what the important thing is with gaslighting. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you. We'll see you in a bit. She's going. Well, that's okay because that is so important. We're going to have her on and Carolina on in the next shows to really kind of help us get through. And Peggy's, like I said, she's out helping others. Yeah. And she did give me information. So I'm going to whip through some of these terms really quick because I can't believe it's 3:30. But projection is another term. And these are to make your life better. And you might be doing it to people too. These are terms I want you to look up. Projection, it's a type of defense mechanism or means of coping. People may use these defense mechanisms and unconscious and mental strategies to cope with stressful or anxiety-provoking thoughts and experiences. Have you ever had anything with projection?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, if you see the bully in the classroom who teases other kids for crying, and then he readily cries, that's projection. That's his own insecurity.
And it's
himself.
His own hurt.
Yes.
Right? So we're going to dive deep into these when we have a licensed therapist with us and get their suggestions of how to handle all this. So denial, refusing to admit the truth of reality or something unpleasant. Sometimes you can live in a denial state of mind, and then you're really robbing your joy because you're stuck in a period. So you're in denial of the hurt. So that's another term we'll be talking about. So do you have anything about denial?
I mean, I think everybody uses denial sometimes. Like, you know, maybe if someone you love dies and you're kind of in denial for a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I think they're healthy. Maybe that's not the healthiest, but it's a coping mechanism.
Right.
But, you know, when it gets dysfunctional, that's when it's a problem.
When it's dysfunctional, right. Mm-hmm. And it's so funny. I'm always interested to see how people live to be 100 and how they got through or 80s. I want to know their secrets in life. And one of these ladies I'd asked her, I said, what's your secret to life? She goes, I just ignore everything. So I think she was in denial, but she was like 95 and
just
she looked beautiful.
Don't sweat the small stuff.
Don't sweat the small stuff. But you do have to kind of face reality sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've got mirroring. So mirroring is the behavior in which and that's mirroring. It's the behavior in which one person subconsciously initiates the, you know, speech patterns and attitudes of another. And mirroring often occurs in social situations, particularly in the company of close friends or family, often going through unnoticed by both parties. So what do you have to say about that?
And again, in the healthy way, I think that when you're not thinking about it and it just happens, like when two friends hang out together, a lot of times you'll see they have the same mannerisms, or for some reason they remind you of the other when they're not together, or when they are together. But you in an unhealthy relationship, they would purposefully try to mirror somebody else to gain acceptance and admiration and you know, get within their social group, maybe.
Right, so you got to be careful. So there's two different definitions that we got to talk to our shrinks about. So, because the one I have here is mirroring can also be a sign of trust. In these cases, imitating someone is a sign of comfort and trust, and it shows that people are in sync. So it's to better understand others and connect with them. So that's the positive side of mirroring. So, so far we've got four terms right here that we want you to do your homework for. I'm rushing because of the time. I can't believe we had so much fun. But these terms lead into a narcissistic personality disorder. And Trish, I hear that term all the time. Everybody uses it. I think it's used loosely. Matt, you ever heard narcissistic personality?
Regularly, and I've known a few of them, although they don't necessarily want to admit it.
Yeah, but the thing is, they might not even know it. I mean, I could be. I think I want a real definition, and that's why I want everybody to do their homework on these terms, because when next week or in 2 weeks from now, start looking at these and figure out, because this could be robbing your joy in your day. When you learn how to manage these personalities or these things that are going on, or what you might be doing to others, I think you're going to live a better life. So, by the way, the Rolling Stones, you know the song Under My Thumb? Mm-hmm. Can you play just a little bit of that? Do you have that?
Give me a second.
Okay, 1 second. Yep.
Well, you guys can keep talking while I'm trying to find it.
Okay, you're fine. Okay, I'm sorry. So the narcissistic tendencies can be like bragging or making yourself the center of attention.
Hold on a second. Here we go.
Okay, listen under your thumb.
This is what you wanted, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Under Your Thumb, that's that song I read where it's like a narcissistic type personality, but I know Peggy wouldn't mind being under Mick Jagger's thumb. I think she would be okay with that. So at what point is it normal? And to me, I think sometimes a narcissistic personality can also display a confidence. You know what I mean? And caring for themselves. But does that, I think we're all somewhat narcissists. So I'm going to have on the next show our girls tell us exactly what that means, and it's very, very detailed. Do you have anything to say about all that?
Well, a mature self-esteem for psychological health to feel good about yourself is good. Mm-hmm. So what I read, there's a spectrum with narcissism. There's healthy, destructive, and pathological.
Right.
So you can have narcissistic tendencies that are healthy.
Right. So I think everybody to a certain degree is narcissist. So we're going to talk about those terms. And Trish, can you go over there? Can you just tell me what I said? Number one is gaslighting.
Yep.
So do your homework on gaslighting. What was number two? Do
you remember? Projection.
Projection.
Yep.
So write that down and Google it. Do your research on it. What was number three?
And then we have denial.
Denial. Okay.
And lastly, we have mirroring.
And mirroring. And then narcissism, and real quick, narcissism, well, we'll talk about that next
those
show.
Those all, I think, fall under the big umbrella of narcissism.
Right, and we're going to talk about it because it's a term it's loose, very loosely, and I want to get down to the bottom of it for us all to live a better and happy life and to get to know ourselves or our flaws and not to let anybody walk on us either.
How to deal with people with a narcissistic personality.
Some of it, they can't help it. So why can you blame them? So we just want to try to make the world better and to get to some of these things that I think everybody somewhat deals with at some point. So anyway, before we begin, before we go to our interview today, can you play, it's by Selena Gomez, To Lose You, To Love Me. And this is a great song when you're getting walked on over and over again, or you don't recognize things to make things better.
This play it loud enough so you can't hear what they're saying.
That's right, that's right. Let's listen to Selena Gomez.
You promised the world and I fell for it. I put you first and you adored it. Set fire to my forest and you let it burn. Sing off key in my chorus, 'cause it wasn't yours. I saw the signs and I ignored it. Rose-colored glasses are distorted. Set fire to my purpose and I let it burn. You got off in the hurting when it wasn't yours. Yeah, we'd always go in.
Beautiful song. I can't play the whole thing. It's usually our main song, but because of time reasons, we're going to have to cut it short. But what a beautiful song. She needed to lose you to love me.
To find me and to love me.
And maybe to let that person find themselves too, to correct some things or at least be aware of certain personalities. Real quick, I'm just going to say this. Gaslighting is a form of psychological manipulation in which, oh wait, that's the wrong one. That's not the one I wanted. Well, forget it. That's not what I wanted to talk about. I had another definition where we're all kind of normal. I've got the wrong one. All right, well, let's go on to our interview. So let's play Confident. Can you play that for me, please? We welcome Vanessa with Bella
Lucia
Boutique. Thank you so much. How are you doing, lady? Thank you for holding. How are you doing? Good. So we are running. We're down to our time. It's going by kind of quick today, but thank you so much, Vanessa. And it's with you opened up a boutique recently. And thank you so much for being here. I thought that song would be a great segue for you to come on our show today. And before we get started, thank you. And how did you get into the fashion industry?
Oh, gosh, I feel like I've been in it for so long. I was exposed to it really early on in life through modeling, and then I started with the Limited Corporation and studied it in college, then started working for some of the top specialty stores in the country, and, you know, I knew I was never going to get out of it. So it's really been 40 years of my life that I've been in the fashion industry.
40 years of dedication. And then let me ask you this. Can I ask you, how did you come up with Bella Lucia?
My girl.
Your girls.
Donna.
So you've got one girl named Bella?
Isabella.
Isabella.
And one, Diana.
Sweet. And then
and so Diana.
She goes by Lucy, and so Bella Lucia is you know, it's their name put together, and
that's beautiful. I love that.
And I love that, and I love that you did that. So what led into opening your first store as a life changer?
I always wanted my own boutique, and I went through a major life change being a divorce. And, you know, I knew that the time had come that I wanted to be the person that owned the business as opposed to the person who was doing everything for the business. So the time all came together with the divorce and knowing that if I wanted to provide for myself and my children, then I had to be a small business owner.
Right. And it made a difference for you, right? Did it help you cope and shift your focus? And
oh, yeah. It's been an unbelievable career. It was the best thing I ever did. It just felt so natural. And my kids have loved it. They've been a part of it for the last 25 years. So it's been wonderful.
And Vanessa, I just want to say real quick, I remember meeting you before you opened up your store here in Tampa. And I literally, you, to me, you're like a designer. And you're in the 813 area code. We had someone on last week in the 727 area code. But in the 813 area code, I remember talking to you when you were going to open up your store. And I thought, this woman knows fashion. She is like one of those designers that you read about. And the quality of what she brings together is amazing. So, yeah, Trisha's got a couple of questions for you.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, what is the most rewarding part of your job?
I think that by far the most rewarding are the people that I've met along the way and the relationships that I've built. I mean, I came together with you all through my friend Renee, who basically I met in the fashion industry.
Right.
And she's become such a valuable part of my life. And, you know, I've had clients who've watched my kids grow up. And it's so unbelievable to have the relationship. You know, the other thing is being able to support my local community through my fashion industry, through having full events, fashion shows, gatherings. So it's just the people you meet, it's unbelievable.
It is, and Renee has been the connection here. Renee, our entertainment girl, and she has a website that has all your clothes on it. She features the clothes and shows you how to put them together, and we're going to talk about all that as well. And Trisha's got some more questions here.
Yeah, one more question. I know there's lots of boutiques around, stores in the mall, and that kind of thing, but what would you say separates your store from all those others?
I probably think one of the biggest factors is I'm a very hands-on owner of a fashion boutique. I hand pick everything myself. I don't use buyers. I go through the buying team. I deal with my clients. I sell to my clients. So I really understand what they need and what my store needs. And I think the most neat thing is I bring in designers from Europe. I bring in U.S. designers who may be emerging. They may not already have established a name, so I'm kind of a little bit ahead of the game. And I think people like that it's so different. You don't see the mainstream, you know, fashions in my store, and I think that just keeps me separate.
I like that.
Yeah, and so where can they find you and your shop? First of all, congratulations. If you're in Tampa, you've got to stop by her shop, and we will be talking more about it. Renee's going to tell us a little more about it as well, and I hope to have you here at our show live one day. But where can they find you, Vanessa?
So I'm located just outside of the Hyde Park Village, 3006 West Swan, in Hyde Park area. Been, you know, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5. You can follow us on Instagram at @BellaLucia_Tampa and also on Facebook at @BellaLuciaTampa.
Okay, thank you. Bella Lucia. And I just love that name. I love it. Yeah, and you're going to be participating in the NFL Experience Fashion Show. Is that correct?
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm really excited to showcase our store. It's such a great cause.
Yes, and we will be talking more about that, and hopefully we're going to have those ladies here live at the Shrink and Wrap Show, and we'll be mentioning and talking about your shop as well. But we want you to know that we're proud of your confidence, and we wish you the best of luck, and let's support our local businesses here in Tampa and Clearwater and Dade City. And thank you for coming on, and I'm sorry for the delay today. Time went by so quick. And thank you, Renee, for bringing us all together.
Absolutely.
All right, Vanessa, we will see you in the next week or two at the NFL Experience.
Awesome. Take care.
Thank you, honey. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So that's a good way, and I like that song for confidence, you know, because it's, you know, you dress well, you feel good, and it exudes positivity. So we got a couple of minutes.
Actually, we're not done yet. We got one more guest who decided to pop on. She wanted to talk.
Uh-oh.
We got Renee with us.
Surprise guest.
Okay. Hey, Renee.
Renee! Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Renee. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. Thank you. And thank you for bringing Vanessa with us with Bella Lucia. I told you I should have broken that down. It's part of my C student thing. It's Bella Lucia. And what does that mean, Renee? What does Bella Lucia mean?
Okay. Let me tell you. Is Vanessa on the line?
No. Nope.
Okay. Bella Lucia stands for Bella is beauty.
Beauty.
In Italian.
See?
Mm-hmm. And Lucia is just an Italian name. She has two girls. Their names are Bella and Lucia.
Right, and that's what
that's the name of the store.
Right, and Bella's pretty, too.
How old are they?
Bella is probably 27, and Lucia's in college.
Nice. Somewhere like they must be so proud to have that. Beautiful boutique named after
yes.
them.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. What a beautiful name.
Yep.
So, Renee, I don't know where our time went today, but I've got you and Trish, and I do want to make one more comment, but we've got about 2 minutes. Oh, wait, Renee, before we start. Sorry, here I go again. Where can they find the fashions that you show on the website of her store?
Oh, you can look at Bella Lucia. It's B-E-L-L-A underscore Lucia, L-U-C-I-A, and you can find that on her face on Facebook, the same, Bella Lucia. And then you can look on under mine. I do a couple posts for them here and there that just style. Basically, it takes pieces in the store, puts it together, and styles it, and then you see how you can wear it different ways.
And you do such a fantastic job at that. Fantastic.
Yeah, it's just my name. It's Renee, R-E-N-E, and then it's C-I-N-T-I.
Right.
And then McGrane, M-A-G-R-A-N-E.
Okay, perfect. So, and we're going to be talking more about that, but we got probably like a minute and a half, and then Trisha's got a minute and a half, and we're going to have to call it a day. But tell us what's going on in the Tampa Bay area, Renee. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Let's tell you what's going on this week. Just this 2 weeks, there are two noteworthy concerts coming up at Ray J. And here's a little fun fact. Ray J, Raymond James Stadium, has been named the number one NFL stadium in America by USA Today. Did you guys know that?
I didn't, but I thought maybe is Houston. Which one has the retractable ceiling?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a few of them.
You gotta be. I guess apparently it's about all the extra activities in the stadium, like pirate ships and the cannons and all that fun stuff.
And there's a few around the league with retractable roofs, so you have to be a little more specific. Like, do we have a city? What are we talking about?
No. I felt like it was in Texas somewhere. I'm not quite sure.
That's either Alliance Stadium.
Yeah.
It's either AT&T Stadium, which is the home of the Dallas Cowboys, or Alliance Stadium in Houston, which is the home of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, but it's nice. A retractable ceiling would be, if they want to add that, but then we end up paying it, so maybe I better not say nothing. We love our stadium. Yep. We're proud of Tampa Bay. Thank you. We love to hear that,
Renee. We're a fun city.
Let me hear a fun city. That's right.
Wait, before you hang up, the purpose is there are two concerts coming up. One is our country music legend, George Strait, Chris Stapleton, and Little Big Town this Saturday.
Nice.
And it's going to be a fantastic concert. It starts at the gates open at 4:30. Ticketmaster's where you find that.
Oh, Ticketmaster. Thank you for telling us.
Guys, yeah, we have an iconic pop star coming into town. Okay. Beyonce's Renaissance World Tour in 2023, and she's coming August 16th.
Oh, that's good.
So that's
good.
A fun Well, you better get your tickets now.
You better get your tickets early, that's for sure. Well, Renee, thank you so much. I've got to switch over to Trish real quick, and because we've got like three more minutes. Do you have one more event?
Oh, there's so many events, but I will we'll touch base on that later. I do want to tell you, there's a home show going on this week in the Tampa Convention Center. If you're looking for new fashion and updated design for your home, that's a great place to go. Many more things on this list, but you don't have time. So you guys wrap it up on your side, and we will get back with this next week.
Yes, absolutely. But that and bringing on Vanessa and doing all your homework and knowing about George Strait, we really appreciate it. And Trish is going to probably go real quick with the nonprofit. What's going on with nonprofit? Renee, thank you so much, girl.
You're
coming here with the NFL experience, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got a lot to talk about coming up around the corner.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you, honey.
Okay. Well, the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, I've talked about them before.
Right.
They're doing, if you can believe it, do you believe it's already the end of summer?
No, I can't.
An end of summer celebration.
Right.
And it's an aquatic luau, and they're having it August 12th, which is next week, 6:30 to 9:30. Mm-hmm. Live entertainment, a Hawaiian cuisine and marine life atmosphere. All that to bid goodbye to summer, which I don't know where summer went.
Goodbye, summer.
Goodbye,
it is so hot.
Well,
I can't take it.
It's not going to get any cooler.
But it's still summer in Florida all year round. Goodbye to the summer. We'll have a nice summer in the fall.
Yeah.
So that sounds nice.
Yeah, you can get your tickets at the cmaquarium.org. And then just real quick, I wanted to say, because I've had this on the list for a while, haven't gotten to it. The Humane Society, of course, I'm always talking about the dogs. But they're doing something called Operation Pit Stop. Okay. It's a free spay and neuter for bully bred dogs, like pit bulls, Boston Terriers, Boxers, French Bulldogs, any of those kind. You get spay, neuter, vaccine, licensed microchip, a bag of food, and entered to be in a drawing to win cash prizes. And that goes on through August 15th. Free.
Wow, free. Well, I hope you jotted all that down or listen to Matt where you can find that information. That's great information for our pet owners out there. Thank you so much, ladies. I'm sorry for rushing tonight. Where did the time go?
I don't know.
That clock is for real today.
But you see, though, that shows how you have even doing this by the seat of your pants today.
Yep. You could tell.
Yeah, but going by the seat of your pants, time flies when you've got good material to talk about.
And you're having fun.
Well, exactly.
I am going to say this before I conclude. And Matt, thank you. And thank you, everybody. I can't wait to see my sister. She's in town this weekend.
Oh,
happy
birthday. That's going to be great.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh,
and thank you, everybody, for coming on and being patient with me and for sponsorship of this show and for the love of the show. But I do want to say this really quick. I want to go back to narcissism really quick because this is what I couldn't find. I know this is the ADD in me. It just says that so having narcissistic tendencies like bragging or making yourself the center of attention are normal when they occur occasionally.
Right.
I just wanted you to know
That's that healthy part of narcissism.
Right. And I want to make sure that was said. And also, we're going to talk about Joey James Label. Thank you for your sponsorship. And I've got a purse next week we're going to talk about. But before we go, we're going to conclude today. We are going to talk we're going to conclude with hurts. Narcissistic personality, when it's diagnosed, it's hurt that hurts. And it's something that we're learning about and I want to talk about. But Kelly Clarkson has a song, Because of You, where she recognized that it was learned behavior of her father that hurt her, but she put the stop to that in generations of learned bad behavior. So we're going to talk about that a little on our next show. And but if you want change, you got to break your habits and patterns. So your own patterns and for what people do to you. So today we're going to leave the show with a song by Natalie Merchant. And it's Break Your Heart. And please listen to the lyrics. And oh my gosh, have a great week. And we will see you at the next show. And do your homework. Here at the Shrink and Wrap Show. Oh, people.
most struck of people fight for the simple pleasures in their life. The trouble comes from everywhere. It's a little more than you can bear. I know that it will hurt. I know that it will break your heart the way things are and the way they've been and the way they've all. Self-absorbed, see the push and shove for their rewards. When I meet my eyes on their minds, you can read about it in their eyes. People